Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
With us online today, I love you. Thank you for joining us. I pray that your week has been incredible, and if it has been a tough week for you, my prayer for you today is that you receive a touch from heaven, and our loving Father continues to pour out His love over you today. Next week on the 12th of July, we're here in Queensland. I'm excited to be opening up the doors of our physical church. We have missed you all, and I can't wait to see you in person. Let me pray for you today. Lord, I pray that you speak to the hearts of every person. Bless them, refresh their soul, heal every broken heart, strengthen marriages and families. I pray the peace of God in every home. I pray the peace of God in every life, over every person watching today, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today I'm going to be talking about a message that really has helped shape my faith journey, especially in the pursuit of my destiny and what God has purposed for me to do in every season of my life. The title of my message is Speaking Out, My God-Given Purpose. Can you say that with me today? Speaking out, my God-given purpose. You become what you speak. And ultimately, the outcome of your life is influenced by what begins in your mind. The conversations that you have with yourself can have a viral effect and take over aspects of your life, transforming who you are and who you will become, for better or for worse. Well, what are you speaking out? You see, each time I intentionally speak out God's purpose in my life, this has helped me overcome fear and discouragement every time. I choose to speak out these words. God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I am chosen, accepted, adopted into God's family. Ephesians 1:11 to 12. I have the Holy Spirit, so I am not slave to fear, Romans 8:15. And my prayer is that this helps you too. Say with me, with conviction, I will speak out God's purpose for my life. You see, God does have a great plan and a purpose for your life. Jeremiah 29:11. A great go-to scripture if you're discovering your purpose. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. You see, no one can talk or speak yourself into your purpose and destiny except for you. People's words can't make you do it. The world can't make you do it. Only you. You must release that purpose that's inside of you. And you must understand that your purpose is always connected to something bigger than you. Let me ask you this question. How many times have you spoken yourself out of your destiny? You're probably doing it right now. You're probably telling yourself things that are impossible for you to do, that God has placed inside of you to do. How many times have you talked yourself out of it? I know I have. I know I've done it many a times. In fact, I'm just like every one of you watching me right now. And a great example is a time when the COVID had hit and church that we knew it had changed. And we had to be creative and we had to be, you know, innovative. And church went online and a whole bunch of things went online. And Dan and I decided to do this segment called Around the Glass Table, which is a half an hour, 45 minute segment online through our Facebook channel, discussing topics that are relevant to what's happening in the world, discussing topics that are relevant to, you know, our personal journey of faith, whether it's around parenting, whether it's around relationships, whether it's around love, whether it's around ministry, all of those things which are relevant to so many people, including myself. Can I let you in on a little secret. Every time we'd prepare for the glass table, fear and discouragement would riddle my mind and riddle my body. I can see you saying, why? No, not you, Pastor Tini. Wow, you're always awesome. But yes, I too suffer from trying to talk myself out of the purpose of God. Why? These thoughts of I'm not good enough, the thought of what could I possibly say that will make a difference, the talking and speaking to myself of you're not good enough, your words are not right enough, you're not the right person. All of these things that I would speak to myself. And the problem is that if I really did listen to them and agreed with it, I wouldn't be calling or walking out the God-given purpose in my life. And 5 or 10 minutes before we would hit that glass table, I'd sit myself down and I'd get into the zone. Well, what's the zone? The zone is talking to yourself. The zone is saying, you know, I am above and not beneath. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am anointed. I am appointed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what it takes to get yourself into the zone so that you do not disqualify yourself from your God-given purpose. And so, yes, we'd carry on and we'd do the segment and I'd still be freaking out and full of fear, but I'd do it afraid anyway. And then afterwards, there'd be this sense of vulnerability. There'd be this sense of, wow, what are people going to think? And yet we'd get, from time and time and time again after our segments, there'll be text messages, there'll be emails, there'll be phone calls, there'll be a whole bunch of messages saying, thank you so much for being so real. Thank you so much for your vulnerability. Thank you so much for being genuine. Because of your vulnerability, I've been able to get free from rejection. I've been able to get free from fear. I've been able to get free from bondages that have kept me captive for such a long time. You see, you don't understand what's on the other side of your obedience. Your call is bigger than who you are, and it's connected to so many others. There was a time a few years ago the Lord had placed on my heart to start a conference, a woman's conference. And I'd say to God, God, you know, I can't do it. I don't think I want to do it. I don't think I'm suited for it. In fact, I was always good at helping others build their women's conferences. I was never the one to want to do one for myself. But God placed in my heart a burden. God had placed the name of it. And the name of this conference was called Unique Women's Conference. And the thing with our wonderful Unique Women's Conference was that we had no idea who would come. We had no idea who would turn up, but we knew one thing for sure, was that it didn't matter who turned up, as long as God was there, as long as His presence was there, anything could take place. Did I do this with such a calmness and such an assurance that all things would come together? No, I didn't. I started this with fear. I started this with all these self-talks of doubt, but God intervened. And in fact, at our first women's conference, you're going to laugh at this, I think either the fire alarm went off or the sound system went out, and we were stuck with hundreds of women in the auditorium with no sound. And they're calling me up. I'm at the front row and I am riddled with fear. God, what am I going to do? Can you come right now, Jesus? Can the second coming come and take me up? Can the ground open up and swallow me in? But I felt the presence of God and I went up on that stage and I said, God, you are with me. You are with me and you will do what you need to do in this moment. I stepped out on that stage and I began to declare the goodness of God. I stepped on that stage with the anointing and the fire of the Holy Spirit. We didn't need a sound system because we had women in that auditorium who were able to use their voices to declare, to worship, to praise the living God. And God turned up. And let me tell you, there was miracles that began in that room. Healing took place. Women were freed. Now, I could have decided to run away. I could have decided to close the doors. Let's pack up. Let's go home. But I did it afraid. For all those that are watching right now, I need you to understand one thing. You got to do it, and you got to be strong, and you got to be courageous. You see, in Deuteronomy 31, 7 to 8, it says, "Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, 'Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance.'" Verse 8, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." You see, this is the great announcement from Moses in the presence of all Israel, that Joshua would be his successor. And Moses' first words are, "Be strong and courageous." Come on, say it with me today. Be strong and courageous. You see, Nelson Mandela, I love Nelson Mandela, such an inspiration to our generation. He says, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." We must speak out. We must speak out our God-given purpose, even when we are afraid. Even when we think we're not good enough, we must speak it out. We must speak truth out. It's not enough just to read the Bible or to have it verbally spoken out over you. You have to speak it out. You got to speak it out over your circumstances. You got to speak it out over your situations. We must, you must, I must speak ourselves into our purpose. Do not let your fear keep you out of your future. How many of you have done that time and time again? Do it afraid. Do it afraid. Several years ago, my really good friend in New Zealand was diagnosed with a tumour, a brain tumour, which then kind of went down her spine and riddled pretty much most of her spinal cord. And you know, it wasn't a good news. We were told that she may have a couple of months. So I leave, you know, Queensland here to then go down to see her in Christchurch in New Zealand. And I remember thinking before going, because I'm like, "Lord, have your way. Have your way. But Lord, I know that you are a healer. I know, God, I know that you could do the impossible. I know that you could do all things, Lord God." And I decided that I would walk into that hospital room filled with faith, topped up with faith. You see, it's not my job to determine whether she gets healed or not. That's not my job. That's God's job. My job is to turn up with faith. And was I afraid? Yes, I was afraid. And was I discouraged? Absolutely, I was discouraged. But I was going to put that to the side. I was going to step into God's given purpose in my life and begin to outwork what God had placed in me. And that's this, the assurance that he could do all things. I walked in and I said, "Julie, God is not finished with you yet. And as I lay my hands on your head and over your body, I declare the healing of God to come over you. I declare the peace of God to come over you. I declare that your body will be completely healed in Jesus' mighty name." Something had shifted in that moment, in that hospital room, in that atmosphere. Something had shifted. I'd spent time with her, and that was fantastic. We continued to pray. We hugged, we cried, we laughed. And then in a moment, when I'd left to come back to Queensland, her test had come back. And the doctors were like amazed. they couldn't believe the results. They'd said they could not find any cancerous cells in her brain. They could not identify any cancerous cells in her spine. That God had completely healed her from the head to through to her body in Jesus' name. You see, it's not our job to decide whether someone gets healed on this side of eternity or on the other side of eternity. Our job is to carry the faith to believe. And even if you have fear in your heart, do it afraid. Another situation recently last year. A wonderful family who have just recently joined our church. Their daughter had a blood clot in the brain and went into a coma, and we didn't really know this family very well, but one of our staff members, that was his family, and I said to my husband, we need to go up to the hospital and pray. Now, was I afraid? I didn't know this family personally at the time, but I knew our staff member, and I thought, well, we're going to do it for him and we're going to begin to believe that God will do something incredible. Now, when you walk into an environment that isn't as open to receiving you, sometimes you've got to make a choice. Do we pursue God's purpose or do we shrink back because of fear? Now, I was fearful during this time because I didn't know a lot of people in the room. In fact, it was such a sad time. She was a mum with kids and her parents were grieving. Everyone was grieving. And I decided I am not going to walk into this place and accept death. I'm not. So I walked in with faith. I took authority over the room and I begin to pray and declare God's healing over her body. I began to pray and declare that God would do something incredible, that God's goodness would just be known throughout all the people that would come and see this wonderful woman. Now, unfortunately, she was not healed on this side of eternity, she was healed on the other side. And so something like that can often make people feel like, oh my goodness, she wasn't healed. You know, how could you have walked through that room and been so bold and had such an authority and conviction that God would? Because I just do. And my encouragement to you today is that if God has placed something inside of you, you don't know what will happen. That is out of your control. You got to trust that God's got it, and He does have it. He's always there. He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. He's always got you. He's gone there before you. He loves you. And even if it doesn't work out the way that you want it to work out, God's got a bigger plan. God's got a bigger plan. You see, the parents of this beautiful girl that graduated to heaven has now joined our church, and the father is one of our key staff members on our team. He is awesome. He is amazing. They both are. Their family is incredible. You see, we had no idea that this would happen, but we just had to trust that God had a bigger plan for everyone involved. You got to do it afraid. You got to speak it out. You see, Joshua 1:9. God speaks to Joshua and He says these things. Have I not commanded you? So you see, this is not a suggestion from God. He's not saying, oh, if you want to or not. No, no, no. God is commanding him. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I love that so much. You must speak out your purpose. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am called. I'm called to be the head, not the tail. You become what you speak. Do it afraid. Don't let your fear keep you out of your future. Don't let your fear keep you out of your future. And finally, the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. Even when you can't see Him, He is with you. Even when you are fearful, He is with you. When you're discouraged, our great God is with you. Wherever you are and whatever you do, God is with you. There are people watching today, and I believe God is stirring your heart to believe for more, to believe again, to dream again, to hope for a better future, to begin, to speak out, to begin, to do things. My prayer right now is that you would begin to speak out your God-given purpose. I believe that the best days are ahead of you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Right now, wherever you're watching this.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.